Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Everyone, it's Linda Ockwell-Jenner here again with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. And as you know, I'm one of the co-founders of the Small Business Community Network, and we help hundreds and hundreds of small business owners who many of them grow into larger business owners over time. We're always getting new members, which is absolutely lovely because our goal is to help as many people as possible via the SBCN. And today I have this really lovely young lady who I'm allowed to call her affectionately Yemi. And I'd like to introduce her to you now. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you? Hope today's been good as well.
Today has been very busy, which is lovely, because if we're not busy, we haven't got any work. And if we haven't got any work, we haven't got any revenue.
Exactly.
So the first thing about you when you walked into the room at one of the SBCN events was you have a wonderful look about you. That is part of your brand. You stand there, you smile, you are lovely, and that really stands out. So I have to point that out to our listeners. You're a very lovely young lady because of the smile, and you're very open. So
Thank you very much.
No problem at all, my darling. So if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your business.
Yes, my name is Okoyemi Okumbor, short for Yemi, because I found that my name is a bit long. So Yemi, like everybody calls me. I'm a financial associate. I work with individuals, families, business owners to bring a stronger financial foundation to protection, debt strategies, savings, and long-term planning. I basically started this business because I realized that as immigrants, we don't know we have to put things in proper structure when we move to a different country. I think most times we neglect that part of us and think that everything is just the way it's supposed to be. So one of the main reasons is I realized that people need to know how to properly plan and put a proper financial plan in place. Because life can change unexpectedly, and you don't want to be in a position where you find out that you cannot help anybody, you cannot put things in place when you have such situations.
Wow, that's a really lovely explanation of the why and what you do. And what I've been thinking a lot about lately is many young adults don't seem to, from the parents, their caregivers, from schools, they don't seem to have a really good idea how to plan for their financial future. Have you found this?
Yes, I have. A lot of people don't, right? Because people mostly think that they need to live day to day. Like, that's basically, they just need to live day to day, put a certain amount for food and shelter. That's all. They don't have plans for the future. And I see that. Because of that, we find out that our children, when we're supposed to have built a foundation for them to step into, we don't do that. So we have left that part of planning away from them. Because if we put things properly structured, it will help our kids as well to walk in that direction. Where I come from in Africa, we believe that we should put on a legacy for our kids. So if you do that with proper planning, that would help as well.
I love that word legacy. Now, I'm a mom to four adult young people. And when they were younger and we lived in England, they all had their own saving accounts. And that was where they got pocket money, birthday money, Christmas money from people. What we didn't do, we were very strict parents. We didn't pay our children to do chores either. Now, they didn't have too many chores. Just tidying the bed and stuff like that, you know. But basically, we taught them that money doesn't come easily. You have to work for it. And out of the four children, I would say two of them got the idea and two of them go their own way, but they are self-sufficient. So I feel that if they're not planning for the future as adults, that is their choice. We can't make anybody do anything. What do you think the biggest challenge is for people who don't seek the help of someone like you, Yemi? When do they suddenly realise, we haven't planned for our future, what can we do now? I mean, is it too late by then?
There's never a late time. I wouldn't say any time is late. I feel, yes, you might not start at the right time, but there's no late time to start planning your future. There's no late time to start putting things in place. If you're 40 years old today and you start planning for something down today, in 10 years time, it will build into something. So that I don't believe that there's any late time. What I feel is that working with an advisor just gives you the opportunity to know that, yes, I need to put things in place. I need to structure a plan. And if you have to structure a plan, you have to start at a certain time. There is no late time. There is no early time. But the best advice is start.
That's a really great way to go. Start now. Do it. Just do it. So when you're working with your clients, do you normally work with like individuals, groups, corporations? What kind of clients do you work with?
I work with basically everyone. I can work with an individual. I can work with families. I can work with singles. I can work with business. I can offer you group benefits and all of that. So it's not just one cap. Mm-hmm. It's everybody generally.
Yep,
because
that makes
even
sense.
Even if you're a business owner, if you're you're just a family that has a single family or any whoever it is you are, we all need to plan. Mm-hmm. As a business owner, you need to plan as well. As a family man, you need to plan as well. So there's really no specific person. It's generally everyone. That as long sense. As you have a business or you're an individual that has a family or you're a single that is planning towards the future, yes, yeah. I would work with you to put things in place.
And what do you think, you know, because there's a lot of variety of people who listen to the SBC and Small Biz podcast. So I'm thinking now more about the new smaller businesses. How would they know to find someone like you? I mean, how do you approach your clients? Where do you find your clients? How do you find your clients? Because everybody who's in business has a different way, don't they?
Yes, that's true. They find me through people like you, Linda.
Okay.
Through a referral, through having worked with someone before, through family members that say, oh, I have worked with Yemi before and she put things in place for me. She made my financial planning this way. So it is basically referral. Yeah. Like coming to someone like you, it's a networking and okay. They come and say, oh, I have worked with Yemi before. She would do this. I have worked with this person. So basically it is referral. It is referral. It is walking up to people. But we believe that warm referrals are always the best way because it actually shows that you know me and you're sending someone to me that you can guarantee that I would help the person.
Yeah, that's a big thing today more than ever because the world is changing. So it's about relationships and trust. I mean, we can't refer people if we haven't got a business relationship or a personal relationship with them because how do we trust that, you know, they are the kind of client, you know, we are looking for? And the same goes when they're looking for someone like you. How do they know they can trust you? I think you're very wise in the way you're thinking and it's very interesting. Is there many changes in culture from Africa to here? I mean, here a lot of people in Canada especially save very early for the children to go to college or university or to buy a car. Is that the same kind of thing from Africa? Do they, some parents able to do that, Yemi?
Yes. That is one of those things that we do a lot. A lot of people... Where I come from, they believe that you need to leave something for your children. They believe mm-hmm. on the fact that you need to have a legacy. You need to have something down. You need to have put something in place for your children.
Yes.
So that's one of the big things here. But I realize that when people move into another country, they forget where they come from sometimes. And they don't realize that they need to put the same kind of energy that they have back home put that same energy into it here as well. They forget that, which is what I am, which is why I'm here as well, to make people understand that what you do back there is still the same thing with what you're going to do here. You still need to put things in place. This is a country that everything is done planned. So you need to plan to achieve. So that's the one. That's it.
Good way to look at it. Also, you've been true to your culture. You're bringing some of your culture to your new country, which I think is absolutely amazing. It's very important, as I say. So how can people find you, Yemi? I mean, do you have a website or a business address that people can find you?
Yes, people can find me on LinkedIn, on my Instagram page. They can find me through my Experior website, www.experior.financial.ca/Okweyemi Okumbo as the invite. So they can find me from there. They can find me through LinkedIn as Okweyemi Okumbo, through Instagram as Yemi Okumbo as well. And yes.
And also through the SBCN.
And that's also through the SBCN, which is quite important as well.
Yes, I know, Angel. That's why we want to help you. So basically the member directory. It's a lot to remember, isn't it, really? But the point is you are networking, you are getting to know people, you are working with your clients. And more than ever, I think your brand stands out because we don't want to meet somebody who's miserable, who doesn't smile. We want you to be serious, but we also want you to be how is this, what word am I trying to look for? We feel that we can approach you. And I feel that that's you, Yemi. You're approachable because I sometimes get scared of financial people because some of them are too serious, never smile. And I go, they won't understand me. I want to find someone like Yemi. I'd love you to,
Good to know, Linda. That's good to know.
It is good to know, yeah. Also, I'd love you to leave a few words of wisdom before we wrap up this fantastic podcast. What words of wisdom can you share with us today?
Yes, I would say protect today and you build tomorrow. Your future deserves a plan. You need to protect today to build tomorrow because your future definitely deserves a plan.
Now, that is nice to end this wonderful podcast with. It's very memorable. Thank you so much for your time, Yemi. And I'm hoping in a few months we can have another chat about this kind of thing and, you know, what kind of options you can offer them. But I've taken up too much of your time now. Thank you so much. And you have a lovely day.
Thank you, Linda. It was nice chatting with you.